Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 13th of July 2011. All the technology news with all the issues from the audio from Bagel Tech HQ. God, I'm pissed off this week. So the most fantastic news I've had to report in some time has come today. Yes, the first synthetic organ transplant has taken place. At the unpronounceable University Hospital in Sweden, they managed to take a bloke's trachea, make a map of it, and he got cancer in it, which was really, really bad. And then they put his own stem cells on it. And within 2 days, it had grown another one, which they then transplanted into him and took the cancerous one away. And he's looking forward to a probable full recovery. And because they managed to do it from his own stem cells, his body's not going to reject it, so he doesn't need immunosuppressive drugs as well as. Well done, unpronounceable University Hospital in Sweden. Huzzah. Microsoft has had a bit of a bash and unveiled Windows Phone 7 Mango. It's got new handsets, the Samsung, Acer, Fujitsu and ZTE, but there's a little bit of a problem with it. It would seem that Windows Phone 7 is just that. It's not going to cross over to the tablet market. When asked why, Microsoft said, well, because it's for phones. If you want a tablet, tablet's a PC, you're going to have to put it with Windows 7. Oh my life, Microsoft, are you really in the rest of the world with us? Google Plus has managed to pass 10 million users, which is quite surprising based on how much they've restricted it. Apparently, by this time, they only wanted 1.7 million, but some people have managed to get in through the back door. It's like a rave that's gone mad. I've had a play with it. There's a lot of stuff on there I really do quite like, but there's a plenty on there I don't. We'll have to see how it goes. We'll try it with the Big Show this week and see if we can all hang out. Won't that be fun? HTC has challenged Apple to fight it out in the shops, not the courts. They're saying that Apple suing for patent infringement is not good for the market, and really what they ought to do is focus on the retail element and taking people on at the till, because then they'd know what they were made of. HTC, are you blind? Apple are taking you on at the till, and they're kicking your ass. What are you talking about? And if Apple needed more fantastic apps, there's another one for the iPad. Teach Yourself Photoshop iPad application is out there. It's got 10 easy steps for the basics in Photoshop. It's going to cost you £10, and it looks like it could be rather nice. I'm going to have a little play later on today and tell you what I think on Friday on the photo show, but it does look okay. There's 4 hours of videos in there, so it can't be all bad. And Samsung have inadvertently confirmed the next Google phone and that they're making it. They might not be anymore after today. The Google Nexus Prime will be coming in late 2011. They tweeted it out, unfortunately, from a Romanian mobile account saying that it was going to come. It's the Nexus Prime. That's the name of the new beast. It'll be out at the end of 2011, but there's no official date, obviously, because it wasn't an official statement. Mophi have released the Pulse. It's a fantastic little device that shoves around your iPod Touch, and it gives you two great speakers, and it also gives you haptic feedback when you're typing. It also works with games as well, where they've got haptic feedback control, and there's no price on the story that I looked at, so watch out for it, but it is fantastic, and we do love Mophi. And all you audiophiles out there have got your hands on a brand new piece of kit if you want it. For $200, you can get the Zoom H2N. It's a portable recorder, and it's got 5 internal microphones, one of which is a condenser mic in the top, which looks absolutely gorgeous. And it gives you full 20 hours on 2 AA batteries of record and playback, which is pretty good. It's got more than stereo, and it's got lots and lots of other features that I don't know about. And it's also got a little tiny tripod, so you can sit it up when you go somewhere rather than lying it on a windowsill. Very good. And finally, if you're a Star Trek fan, you're going to love Star Trek Pad, P-A-D-D. It's an app for the iPad which lets you go through the whole of the Trekking universe. It's a Bible, if you like, a reference work, an Encyclopedia Trektania. Yes, it's an awful lot. And it's £2.99 if you want to buy it, so it's not the end of the world. I've got it down and had a play with it, but I couldn't get the bloody thing to run for more than a minute before it crashed. Yes. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back on Thursday night with the Bagel Tech Big Show. It's back to normal now, 9:30. If you want to know when the shows are, go to the live page and you'll see there's a calendar there. You can subscribe to it and you'll be told when everything updates, and we are keeping it up to date, I promise. Then we're back again on Friday with the Daily Show in the morning. We'll have the Mac Show at 1 p.m. and the Photo Show at 3 p.m. Hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening.